This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Media outlets are surprised at who is funding anti-Israel protests. The journalists at Politico, apparently the only people on the planet surprised by this. That's a headline at foxnews.com that just caught my eye. I'm going to print that one up here. Yeah, here you go. George Soros. Oh, Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates. Does Melinda support this, or is this, you know, Bill Gates who's pushing this anti-Semitic garbage? David Rockefeller Jr., who sits on the board of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Susan and Nick Pritzker. That's Pritzker, not Pritzker. Susan and who own the Hyatt Hotel Corporation. Oh, man, wait a minute. If you're looking to do some Bud Light treatment, anyway, all of them have funded these protests. All of them have funded these protests. And I don't call them pro-Palestinian protests. Look, I've gotten to drink Turkish coffee with Palestinians in Israel. There are Palestinians who love living in Israel and do not want to live under Hamas rule. They don't want to be ruled by terrorists. So don't call this a pro-Palestinian protest. It's a pro-Hamas sympathizer rally. The Rockefeller Fund donated $300,000 to the Tuides Foundation in 2022, according to Politico. The Tuides Foundation, you got to say it like Barbara Streisand. The Tuides Foundation has given $500,000 to another one of these far-left anti-Israel outfits that blamed the October 7th attacks on Israel and the U.S., rather than Hamas. And there's more. But anyway, we'll get to that here in just a second. Ray Kelly was the New York Police Department, NYPD police commissioner back in the day. He talked about how George Soros is directly connected to these campus protests.
Well, I think it's been the flames have been ignited by one organization in particular. That's the Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP. They've been around since 1993. They have over 200 chapters on college campuses. And this spontaneity of these disturbances all over the country indicates to me that an organization very much like SJP has fueled all of this and provided money. They get money from overseas, from Middle Eastern countries. So they are very active in all of everything we see these days. SJP is very much involved, and I think the prime mover behind a lot of it.
And who supports that group? I mean, there's a lot of conversation about liberal groups like the George Soros. Do you put him anywhere near this?
Yes, George Soros, of course. He does it through his umbrella group, Open Society. And
yeah, basically the same outfits that are funding these left-wing groups, these pro-John Tester groups here in Montana, are the same dark money outfits backing these anti-Israel, pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rallies on these college campuses. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There was a split recently among House Republicans when it came to voting for nearly $61 billion for Ukraine. But there was no divide after some Democrats began waving dozens of small yellow and blue flags on the House floor. Quote, "We should only wave one flag on the House floor," said House Speaker Mike Johnson, "and I think we know which flag that is." A tide of blue and yellow washed over the House during the vote as dozens of Democrats held up many Ukraine flags. New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell draped a larger flag over his shoulders like a cape. It was a striking scene, one that drew immediate rebukes from Republicans. GOP New York Representative Mark Molinaro was presiding, and he repeatedly banged the gavel, calling for order. He reminded his colleagues to observe proper decorum. Molinaro declared that flag waving on the House floor is not appropriate. Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna was even blunter. Quote, "Put those damn flags away," she yelled. GOP Florida Representative Kat Kamick promised to draft legislation that would ban the display of foreign flags on the House floor. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with cloudy skies today and some scattered rain showers around the area, especially through the first half of the day. High temperatures will range from around 50 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we'll see a chance for a rain or snow shower late in the Bozeman area. Otherwise, chance for a rain shower late in Billings. Lows from around 32 in Bozeman to about 43 in the Billings area. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It's time to halt federal funding to these college campuses that are allowing this shocking anti-Semitism to occur. That was the word from Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who joined me from Capitol Hill. Full audio and much more, go to MontanaTalks.com, or if you've got the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll see it there as well. By the way, the numbers: Columbia got $1.2 billion last year, UCLA over $1 billion, Yale $776 million.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tim in Billings sent us a great message. Talk about cutting off your nose to spite your face. These crazy leftists would rather go down with the ship while complaining about the captain rather than grab a bucket and start bailing. There's a couple of stories that could apply to the Democrats who have nostalgia for the Trump economy and the Trump years, but still say they're going to vote for Joe Biden. That was an NPR reporter on ABC's This Week. All right, let's jump right into your business news. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal now with us here. Evelyn, where should we start? Thanks for being with us.
Well, I should probably start with the fact that last week the National Small Business Administrator visited Billings, and no one can remember the last time that a National SBA Administrator visited Billings, or visited Montana even. So Isabel Guzman spent most of last Friday talking to local business people and visiting local businesses. Of course, she was accompanied by other SBA dignitaries, including Montana's District Director Brent Donnelly, and they spent much of the day at the Beseda Big Sky Economic Development building downtown, and had a roundtable discussion with businesses and everything, which was pretty interesting. One of the things we got to do was to tour Trebro, which is a manufacturer of equipment that builds machines that help sod producers, the people who grow grass for your lawn. And this is a homegrown manufacturer. And moving that sod around is a lot of hard work. So Trebro, which started, which makes the machines, and they were originally started in 1990 by Tvetny Turf Farms, which was a family who were sod farmers, but they went into developing these machines and gradually moved into the business of manufacturing them, which are today sold around the world to like 22 different countries. So, you know, this is a homegrown business, manufacturing company that's become national, or and more than national, a big deal. And so the company was recently purchased by a Wyoming manufacturer called Craftco, and they changed the name to Trebro. And the company is continuing the manufacturing of these machines. And I talked to Chris Jackson and John Wetzel, who came to Trebro from Craftco, and they said that they just saw the Craftco used to make components for Tvetny, and when the business came up for sale, they said they just saw it as a good addition to what they were already doing. And so Craftco purchased the business. And I also talked to Lois Dixon and Linda Vandersloot, who remain as part of the 23 people who are employed at Tivitney or Craft Tree Bro. I'm getting all my names mixed.
Yeah. But, yeah, interesting. So that the head of the Small Business Administration was in the area last week. Any other kind of interesting business highlights or information that was shared by the SBA director?
Well, the give and take with local business people, they had quite a mix of diversity of people from across Montana, and a lot of emphasis on agriculture. And, you know, it was very interesting to hear these business people talk about, you know, the areas that they have some problems with, mostly in getting financing and so forth. I thought one of the interesting things from one of the ag producers was that they said the USDA is kind of schizophrenic, and that, well, one side of the agency pushes for sustainable, using new technology and a lot of, you know, the things we hear.
All the woke about, buzzwords, yeah.
Right. But while one side pushes that and advises them to do business in that direction, when they go to borrow money, it's a different story. And they go, well, you know, we don't want to lend money for this. And so it's kind of a and how people think about, you know, this is a really great idea, but then when you start penciling it out, you go, well, maybe it's not so great, you know?
Yeah, hey, we want you to do all this woke, you know, fancy key buzzword sounding stuff, but, God, you know, it's really not economical to do it, so we really don't want to use our money to do it. But if you guys could focus on that, that would be great. If you guys could focus on stuff that doesn't feed people and doesn't make money, that'd be really great. But, yeah, we don't want to use our money to help push that stuff. That's really interesting. Hey, I just saw something. I don't know if you saw this, Evelyn Pyburn, but, you know, government spending. Argentina, I just saw this in the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. You know, Argentina had this great new Donald Trump-style leader take power in Argentina. They were suffering with massive inflation, even worse than what we're suffering under with Joe Biden and John Tester's inflation right now. Milei comes in. He starts cutting this department, that department, this department, that department. He's already seeing some pretty big results. I'll share those numbers right after this.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
USDA says that all ground beef samples sent to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory for testing were negative for H5N1 bird flu virus. The agency collected 30 samples of ground beef from retail outlets in states where dairy cattle herds tested positive for bird flu. The National Laboratory reported that all samples tested negative for the virus. These results reaffirm that the meat supply chain is safe, USDA reports. The Food and Drug Administration says preliminary results of testing additional dairy products continue to show that pasteurization inactivates the bird flu virus. The FDA has tested 297 total retail samples of pasteurized dairy products, and the results released last week represent tests on 201 of those samples to date. But the news that all the beef samples that were tested for H5N1 bird flu were negative is a big sigh of relief for the nation's cattle producers who were concerned about export restrictions from our key trading partners. Again, those beef samples came back negative for bird flu. Last week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had this to say during a bill signing.
Take your fake lab-grown meat elsewhere. We're not doing that in the state of Florida.
DeSantis signed a bill banning the sale or production of lab-grown meat in the state of Florida just last week. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal has a very interesting report here in the hot sheet this morning. Gen Z shuns college. Boy, if these Gen Z kids were thinking of going to college 6 months ago, which a lot of them apparently were not, what in the last 2 weeks would make them want to go to college now? We'll talk about that story in just a second here. But first, Evelyn, I don't know if you saw this. This was very interesting. Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, massive, massive inflation down there. I mean, we got it bad up here with Joe Biden and John Tester inflation, but it is far worse, has been far worse down in Argentina. So Milei takes power. He starts cutting this federal government department. He starts cutting that federal government department because government spending is what has been driving up inflation down there and up here. Argentina has now cut their rates to 50% as Milei wrestles inflation down. Bloomberg reported that Argentina's inflation rate has now fallen by two-thirds, or from 26% last year to 9% a month in April. It's still a long way from price stability, but it's a vast improvement. Some food and beverage prices are starting to fall. Yeah, borrowing costs have been reduced five times since December. Now with Milei trying to bring some shock therapy down to the nation of Argentina. Pretty interesting how quickly they're seeing results, isn't it?
Yes, I had been listening to that and the reports about it, and it really is amazing how quickly, and I mean, I don't know if you could say easily, but what a turnaround he made with, you know, just some really basic things that needed to be done that we need to do here. And it's not, I think he's proven it's not that difficult to do if they want to do it. I'm always amazed at how many times the economics of the sound economics has proven out to be the right answer, but the left never wants to accept any evidence. I mean, we have 50 little laboratories, you might say, with the states, and they can show you evidence that the states that are more fiscally conservative do better economically than those who are not. And they've been monitoring this for years and years. You've had past presidents who've demonstrated this. But, you know, the minute President Biden becomes president, he reverses everything. And I don't think that their goals are the same as what they say they are or what we wish they were.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a Montana Senator Steve Daines on the show last week talking about the billions of dollars that these so-called elite college campuses get of our federal taxpayer dollars. And then they're allowing all this anti-Semitic activity to take place. So it's like, hey, there's a quick way we could save some money right there alone. Speaking of college, you've got a headline in the hot sheet this morning. Gen Z shuns college. What stood out to you?
Well, I don't think this is much of a surprise to a lot of people, but the Gen Z generation, they're rethinking the idea of going to college, according to a report from the National Public Radio. They are being called the Tool Belt Generation, as half of them are discovering they can get well-paying jobs by learning a skill, and it will provide them with interesting and challenging careers without going to college, and without the crushing debt of getting a college degree. College enrollment has been declining over the past 10 to 15 years, and the Education Data Initiative, which I really don't know what that is, but anyhow, it says the average cost of college in the United States has more than doubled in the 21st century, which I'm sure isn't a surprise to most of us. Enrollment in vocational-focused community colleges increased 16% from 2022 to 2023. And given the cost of college, many Gen Zers say they've been left with no choice but to leave the college path. They have concluded that living with their parents until they can pay off college debt or find themselves to be middle-aged and still paying on college loans is not something they want to do.
Yeah, it's so, apparently not living with mom and dad, or increasingly, neither or one of them, but yet having to pay off all these student loan debts so that you can live in the basement. What's the point of getting that college degree for so many of these kids? Yeah, no, great report. Evelyn Pyburn, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday, as always. In this same report, apparently came from National Public Radio, they're calling these members of Gen Z the Tool Belt Generation, as half of them are discovering they can get well-paying jobs and learn a skill basically in the trades. So that's a good report.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. After nearly 3 weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on campus, the main commencement ceremony at Columbia University in New York is canceled. Palestinians in the eastern part of Rafah and Gaza are told to leave ahead of an Israeli military offensive.
It's being described by Israeli military officials as a limited-scope operation. This involves roughly 100,000 Palestinians. They're being told through not only flyers, but calls and texts to move to the Mawasi Humanitarian Zone, which is along the coast north of Rafah.
Fox's Jeff Paul, arriving at his criminal hush money trial in New York this morning, former President Trump is asked by a reporter if his former attorney, Michael Cohen, is a liar.
As you know, they've taken away my constitutional rights, so I'm not allowed to answer that question.
The gag order on the case says he may not publicly disparage potential witnesses. He's been fined $9,000 so far for 9 violations, with other potential violations under consideration by the judge. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Hey, another reminder in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet here. Mother's Day coming up this Sunday, so a good reminder for you folks. And then she's also got a story about the Montana Women's Run that is right around the corner as well. And then there's this report that I wanted to share with you, another story in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. Several Republican attorneys general have sued over the Biden administration's Title IX rule change, arguing it is illegal. The lawsuits come after the Department of Education rewrote the Title IX statute to expand the definition of sex to include gender identity. Again, this is what Joe Biden and John Tester are trying to shove down your throats. How many of you went to the volleyball tournament, the Volley Fest tournament? There were people from North Dakota, Wyoming, all across Montana, Great Falls, the Flathead, of course, Bozeman, that were at the Volley Fest tournament. Could you imagine if some dude was able to just come in, 6 foot something dude, 200 plus pounds, and now decide to say, it's ma'am, and wants to identify as a girl playing volleyball, and then comes in and just spikes the you-know-what out of that ball right into the faces of one of these young ladies? How would you feel if that was your daughter or granddaughter? That's what Joe Biden and John Tester are trying to do to your kids, to your grandkids. Anyway, back to this story, Republican attorneys general standing up to this nonsense here. This lawsuit asks a Texas district court to postpone the effective date of the rule, August 1st, and permanently enjoin the Department of Education from implementing it. A second coalition of state attorneys general, led by Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, was filed, arguing that the rule is illegal and asking a U.S. district court to issue a permanent injunction barring the rule's enforcement. Knutson argues the rule, quote, could cost Montana taxpayers money in civil lawsuits and the possible loss of federal funding in states that seek to protect equal opportunities for women and girls. So there you go. A.G. Knutson standing up for the state of Montana, standing up for your daughters, standing up for your granddaughters once again here. Man, it's crazy. We're going to get some snow in the high country here over the next few days, it sounds like. But, man, it's already May 6th. May 6th already. Some of you are getting ready for summer. You're thinking, man, I need to slim down a little bit before it comes to boating and rafting season. I can't even fit into those golf pants. Well, I'll tell you what. If you've done Billings Last Diet before, you know how effective the program is. So, hey, great time to go do a 2 or 3 week tune-up. And just trim down, slim down ahead of Memorial Day weekend, ahead of the summer. Or if you've never been through the program, I'm telling you, this program works. I lost 33 pounds in under 3 months, kept it off for almost 6 years now. We've got listeners who've lost 85 pounds, 95 pounds, over 100 pounds. Now, you can go in person to Billings Last Diet or they have a remote program now that's very effective. So if you live out of Billings, you can benefit from Billings Last Diet as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I do want to play audio of our phone call with Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell. You guys would have heard this, or well, you would have heard about this story in the early morning hours of Friday's show. I told you about these illegal aliens from Venezuela that were dumped in Kalispell, Montana, and how there was a so-called nonprofit organization that is trafficking these illegal aliens in the Flathead Valley called Valley Neighbors. We got some crazy new details. The story's on our Montana Talks website right now. But later in the morning, you early risers may have missed it. Kind of you rush hour, if you want to call it rush hour, 7 o'clock hour here of Montana Talks. If you want to call it rush hour, you rush hour folks might have missed it Friday. But we got a phone call from Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell with more information about these illegal aliens who were dumped in the Flathead. So I want to play a portion of that for you early risers. First, though, we got a caller on the line, so let's sneak in a phone call here. Alan in Billings. Alan, thanks for the call.
Yes. I'm calling to let you and the listeners know that I think there's a organization that can be very helpful. I'm just finding out about it myself, but unfortunately, we've been saying in many ways that everything that Biden says that he's doing to help us is actually weakening us as a country and our ability to feel comfortable in being able to speak up and make any changes and make any difference in what's happening in this sadly laughable, scary trap we're in. So,
yeah, tell us, is this Million Voices group you called in about last week?
Okay. Yeah, and I found out more about it. I can speak with a little more knowledge now and let people know.
Great, go ahead. Yeah, share it with us. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, they say Million Voices is a movement that gives voters and potential voters the foundation and tools they need to confidently act from a biblical worldview. Your voice matters. Use it well. Sign up for www.millionvoices.org today, and you can text MV to 80550 and share this with friends and family so they can stay informed and become citizen lobbyists in the pursuit of faith and freedom across our great nation. And don't be one of the 30 million people of faith uninformed and disengaged, which is what they're trying to do to us now in this country.
Yeah. And you mentioned last week that that Glenn Beck had interviewed, I guess, the founder of this organization on his radio show. Yeah, I missed that, so I'm glad you're sharing that with our listeners.
Yeah. And it goes on. I just picked out pieces that I'm reading off. Make a difference in your world. Vote with confidence. There are voter guides for every state, nonpartisan voter guides with issues. They don't tell you how to vote, but they tell you what's going on and how to do the voting itself. And they have electronic tools to help you to act on what you believe and actually make contact with your representatives. And the areas that this organization speaks to, fair and secure elections, right to own guns, protect life, strong economy, stop inflation, safety crime, America energy independence, secure border, parental rights over kids.
That's great. Well, it sounds like they're hitting the right topics. Hopefully they'll have good follow through and can make it happen. I'll have to see. I went to their website just to see if I can pull up the voter guide for Montana. I wish they would just post it, but it looks like you have to sign up for something. I wish they would just say, hey, here's the Montana voter guide. Right here. Here you go. Let me see. Maybe I can find it. No, I see the national one, but I don't see where I can download it. If you see, Alan, where we can download a specific Montana voter guide without having to sign up for somebody's updates and everything like that, that would be helpful. That would be appreciative. I think people are always leery of signing up for something without knowing what it's all about at first. But certainly if they have Glenn Beck's endorsement, I think folks would say, hey, that's probably a good organization. Thanks for calling back in. Great to hear from you. One of the things that Alan mentioned there was just all the craziness that's happening in America right now. And, of course, case in point here is what's going on at our southern border. Not just our southern border. Actually, one thing Evelyn Pyburn told me, another report that Evelyn Pyburn has for the Big Sky Business Journal, is they're seeing a larger number of people on the terror watch list that are now crossing our northern border instead of the southern border. So that is something very interesting that we meant to get to earlier with Evelyn. So I'm glad that Alan's phone call reminded me of that. Crazy new details after illegal aliens were dumped in Kalispell. Here's part of what Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell told us on Friday.
Well, I can tell you there was a small group of illegal aliens that came in Thursday evening, and immediately my phone started ringing. Been in contact with Zinke's office Thursday night, as well as the sheriff and the mayor, in the governor's office yesterday. I've gotten involved in this. I think it's nuts, because the role and responsibility of local government is to provide public safety and infrastructure. It's not to manage social programs. It's not to enforce the border laws outside of our state. This has a direct impact now on the services that we're providing, because when we began to work with this group that came in, now we've got deputies tied up. We've got deputies tied up for days, and not just 15 minutes, not just an hour, but literally days. Working on this, trying to come up with solutions and keep our community safe. And this is a direct reflection of the choices that the White House has made.
And, of course, it's a direct reflection of the policy positions that are supported by Liberal Senator John Tester. He had more to say on that front. And then I also wanted to ask him about specifically this nonprofit organization called Valley Neighbors, and to get more insight in that organization that is apparently involved with trafficking these illegal aliens in the Flathead Valley. Here's more from Flathead County Commissioner. Oh, and real quick, when he said Thursday night, it was actually Wednesday night last week when he first got contacted that these illegal aliens had been dumped in the Flathead, because Wednesday night was when my phone first started blowing up from my city of Kalispell sources as well. And then that's why Thursday morning last week on the show, I mentioned that we would have some information coming for you that we then ended up having on Friday morning's show. But the other big update was Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party. He told us later in the day Friday that this Valley Neighbors outfit that is trafficking illegals into Flathead County or in Flathead County, that the Valley Neighbors organization is also led by the chairman of the Flathead County Democrats. Here's more from Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell.
I would just say the shift to open border policies is hamstring not only our ability, but the ability of our border agents through ICE, because the border agents are no longer allowed to pick up somebody because they're an illegal alien. The president has told them that they cannot and they will not, unless they have committed a felony crime or have been charged with a felony crime, they can't touch them. And that is, again, it's a change in policy, it's a change in programs, but it comes with no change in funding for us to be able to ramp up staffing in the sheriff's office to deal with this.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, round these illegal aliens up, detain them, and get them out of here. But the question is, where do we send them to? How do we get them out of here? I mean, it seems like maybe the only answer is giving them a bus pass to the free healthcare state of California. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right, the Biden administration will fight local or state authorities that attempt to arrest or detain or remove these individuals. So how do we fight this?
That's exactly right. And, you know, recently, a few weeks ago, we had a stabbing up here, and we had some illegal aliens that allegedly were involved in this, and we called ICE and said, hey, this is the situation, and they said, sorry, we can't do anything with it. We had to get Congressman Zinke's office involved in this, and he worked with the White House to get them to change their policy on this for this instance so that we could get these guys picked up by ICE and so that they were no longer in our community. That is absolutely ludicrous because we don't have the resources to take on the federal government's job. And it's just absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Look at that. A illegal alien stabbed somebody in the flathead and they had to fight to deport the guy. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. Save money the easy way. Learn how new Xfinity Mobile customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year now through June 21st. That's like $20 a month per unlimited line. Visit XfinityMobile.com today to learn more. Offer ends June 21st. Restrictions apply. Existing Xfinity internet service and two unlimited lines required. Reduce speeds after 30 gigabytes of usage per line. Data thresholds vary.
Fox News commentary.
Look at the filth and litter left behind by the pro-terror campus advocates. Are these the same folks who also protest against climate change and for preserving Mother Earth? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. On December 14th, 2010, U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed in the line of duty in Arizona. The investigation exposed the ATF's botched Operation Fast and Furious. This week, I'm joined by retired ATF Deputy Assistant Director Peter Farselli as he discusses how he became a whistleblower and the lengths he had to go through to clear his name for telling the truth. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Young voters in America proclaim to care about two things, climate change and the plight of Palestinians. But take a look at college campuses and you'll see their protests have nothing to do with either cause. These encampments set up on college campuses nationwide proclaim to be Gaza solidarity zones. But in reality, they are little more than dumping grounds for trash and litter left behind by campus activists. Keep in mind, these same misfit folks are also known to chain and glue themselves to benches in the name of climate change and Mother Earth. In fact, some of the Palestinian activists are also demanding the passage of the Green New Deal in addition to divestment from Israel. I think it's beyond clear that these kids, as well as the agitators that have joined them, don't really have a clue what they're fighting for. They are rebels without a cause.
I first got the tip late Wednesday night, and then we confirmed that illegal aliens dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley, and there's a dark money nonprofit that's aiding and abetting this illegal alien human trafficking operation. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. If you missed it, we had Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell on Friday's show and a bunch of great phone calls. We're going to have the phone lines open once again. Com. Find out when their next seminar is, or just get details on how the system works. BillingsLastDiet.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so more details on our Montana Talks website, plus full audio. I'm just playing some key portions of our conversation with Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell, talking about the illegal aliens that were dumped in the Flathead last week. And then this big, crazy update that Don Kaye, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party, shared with us Friday morning. And like I say, those of you that are driving kids to school or driving to work right now, and then you get tied up after 8 a.m. and you miss the second 2 hours of this show, you missed a big update. Don Kaye connected the dots. The head of the Flathead County Democrats is also the head of this nonprofit organization, which is trafficking illegal aliens in the Flathead Valley. So surprise, surprise, surprise. Joe Biden, John Tester, and Senate Democrats flood the southern border with illegal aliens. And then the head of the Flathead County Democrats is trafficking them in the Flathead Valley. And I'll bet you some people are making some nice little salaries off of their little valley neighbors. Nonprofit. Look at all these nonprofits that make so much money and pay nice little salaries on top of that. Anyway, here's what Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell had to say on that front.
And I think he did say that, but I believe that that is the case. What I believe is there's a direct tie between many of the people that are involved in this and the Democrat Party, which is no surprise, because that's how that works. That's the same kind of MO. And this group, I believe, the group that came here from Venezuela had contact information to get a hold of them, and then they got engaged after they got here. Now, I don't know who sent them here. We can't get that information. We don't know who paid for their plane ticket, but it certainly wasn't Flathead County. And we did not invite them. We don't want them. It's nothing against them as people. It's just this is not how this can work.
I read the Daily Interlake story that they had here, and they reported that apparently when these illegal aliens were flown into Kalispell, apparently this dark money outfit tried to drop them off at the local homeless shelter, and they were turned away from the homeless shelter. But boy, isn't that interesting. You know, these same people that want to build more of these homeless shelters are also the ones who are trafficking in illegal aliens. Well, surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that's complicity with the White House right now. We were talking earlier about the fentanyl issue, and well, if fentanyl is illegal and the White House wants to support going after fentanyl and support the doing away with the cartel or ferreting out what the cartel is doing, why don't they do that with the illegal aliens? My absolute immediate response to that is the optics. The president would rather see the illegals here and have us feel warm and gushy over that and do what they can do to get them in place so that they eventually become a vote for the president or the Democrat Party. The fentanyl, the optics of going after fentanyl is a lot better than going after illegal aliens for a president that wants to infiltrate the United States with illegal aliens.
All right, and that full audio with Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell on our Montana Talks website right now. Hey, Mother's Day coming up this weekend. I tell you what, the Montana Sky Restaurant, 20th floor of the DoubleTree Hotel, downtown Billings, same location where we're at, same great view that we've got here with our top floor location for our Montana Talk studios. They brought us by some samples last week. I got to try the chicken marsala. They also had these lamb meatballs with tzatziki sauce and like some pita bread. My goodness, it tasted like eating a gyro, like you can build your own little gyro. But they're going to have a prime rib carving station and so much more. So Mother's Day brunch at the Montana Sky Restaurant. Call and get your reservations. They're open for breakfast. They do lunch downstairs and dinner. Check them out.